Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
What is the biggest waste of money that you have ever encountered? We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929.
Candace from Santa Rosa says, I bought those little wrist thingies that had the hand sanitizer in them, and you could just refill it and squeeze it right into your palm from your wrist. That sounds cool, right? Nope, there wasn't anywhere to refill it.
And John from Ukiah said a 2020 planner.
That's just very funny.
That's a giant waste of money. Well, Amber, a couple weeks ago you were talking about you were buying things because like social media influencers were suggesting that you do and stuff like that.
Yes.
And it happened to me.
Yes, I'm influenced all the time. What happened to you?
I got influenced. All these, like, I watch a lot of video podcasts in my free time, and every video podcaster had this, like, can of stuff called Liquid Death.
Oh, I've seen that.
And at first I thought it was a beer because it kind of looks like a beer can. It's like in a tall boy and everything. It kind of looks like
Wait, go ahead.
I was going to say it looks like a Miller.
Miller Lite. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So it's white and has like the fancy blue writing on it and then like a gold top.
So I was like, what is that? Found out it's water. And like every single person that I like follow was drinking this water. So I blindly went into a grocery store, bought it, didn't even look at the price. It is $16 for 12 of these.
That's a lot.
$16 for water? Water.
It's free. It comes out of your faucet.
Like, I don't care that it's mountain water and it's supposed to murder your thirst. I'm not paying $16 for water ever again.
Is that's the idea? Murder your thirst?
Yeah, there's like a skull on it and all this stuff.
It's scary.
And so I wanted to test this.
Okay.
And so in front of Amber, there are two cups of water. One is normal water that you get out of a tap.
He drew one on one of these.
And the other one is the mountain water. It's cup number two. So I want you to try cup number one and cup number two and see if you can taste a difference or if I just wasted my money.
Okay, I'm trying cup number one now.
Okay. Cup number two's going up. Which one, Amber, do you think is the fancy water?
It's cup number one.
Well, dang, maybe money well spent. That is absolutely the Liquid Death.
Is it? Okay.
What tastes different about it?
It's way smoother than cup number two.
Dang.
It's just like cleaner, smoother. I don't know. I feel like I can taste the fluoride in cup number two.
Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Participate in the conversation right now at facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. But I went out to lunch yesterday and I ordered a salad. And Tanner, you know I hate tomatoes. I hate tomatoes.
It's
so bad.
I've never seen you hate something more in your entire life.
But I always ask when I order a salad, I say, if there's tomatoes on it, please do not put tomatoes on the salad. And it never fails. Every time I get a salad, tomatoes on it. Every time.
And it's not even just tomato slices. It's like the diced tomatoes, too. So you have to, like, toss them out like a snow and shovel every time you get them.
It's funny because anytime you and I go anywhere, I make a bet. I'm like, how much you want to bet there's still tomatoes on this?
And
it's almost always there's tomatoes on
it. It's at a certain point where I don't even make a bet anymore because it's not fun because every single time there's tomatoes.
I'm so annoyed. So, Tanner, is there an ingredient or something like this for you when you go out to eat?
Not an ingredient specifically. I'm kind of a human garbage disposal. but I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell has my heart.
You like Taco Bell?
I love Taco Bell.
Weird.
And
every
time I get a meal with like a hard taco with it, I ask for a soft taco because I don't like the hard taco. It just doesn't slap the same. And so there's like an 80% chance that I don't get a soft taco when I ask for that.
Doesn't it make you feel like people don't care about you? You're like, do you even care about me as a person? Do you care about other people?
I'm just crying in my car eating my hard taco.
Do you want me to hate the rest of my day? All right, so we were getting some great responses on our Facebook page at Amber and Tanner in the morning. Similar stories.
Jennifer from Santa Rosa said, I don't like tomatoes either or carrots. This always happens to me.
Janelle from Rota Park says raw onions every single time. I feel like if I ask for extra onions, maybe I won't get any at all.
I love this comment from Tammy from Forestville because I relate to this. She says, no ice in my soda. Comes out cold already, and I don't want it getting watered down. And you get a full cup of soda. When you ask for, like, light ice, I swear they give you more.
That might be. I don't know. We want to hear from you, so call us right now. 636-1-HOP.
It's Pete from Petaluma. Me, it's mayo. I don't like any of those nasty sauces they put on in their thing. You know, so, yeah. Like, no mayo. And then if I forget to say it, I get, it's ruined. It's like, you know.
Now, anyway. Pete, when you get mayo on something, do you, like, scrape it off or do you just forget about it?
Oh, I would definitely scrape it off, you know, but it's like, you know, it's just mayonnaise, Miracle Whip is just so, you know, Trailer Park Trash awful, but, you know, I don't like either of them.
Yeah.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's
number one morning show.
Only on Froggy 92.9.
How do you talk to kids? For some reason, I cannot figure it out. You know, I don't have kids, and we have a lot of kids that are hanging around the office right now because, you know, school's not back in session, so they're doing their distance learning here at the Froggy 92.9 studios.
Yep.
And one kid, specifically, who he likes to stick by our office, and every time he comes by our office, when Amber isn't there, I drop the ball. I don't know why I have such a hard time talking to kids, but I just cannot keep a conversation going.
Do you not have kids in your family at all?
I'm the youngest.
Okay, so you don't have any cousins or nieces and nephews or anything like that?
I have a niece. I don't really see her that often, though. But, like, I've always been the baby in the family, and so I have a hard time talking to, like, young kids. Like, he had a cake pop from Starbucks he's real excited about, and I was like, oh, man, that's too expensive. I can make you a whole cake for that, and he just said nothing. And he, like, got up because he felt awkward, but I just didn't know what to say.
Maybe he was just like, all right, make me a cake then.
Yeah.
He was, like, putting you to the challenge.
Yeah, I just didn't know how to keep it going, and me and this kid felt the awkwardness, and he just left.
I feel that way with you a lot.
You
and
do?
I'm not a kid.
Oh, okay.
I'm just messing with you.
Do you have any ideas for how I can maybe entertain kids? Because you do a great job at it, Amber.
Do I really?
A lot better than I do.
I don't know. I just talked, like, the same kid walked by earlier that day, and he was just like, hey, and I was like, good morning. And he was like, good morning. I don't know. It's just like, then he just walked off and went to the bathroom like he was doing.
Maybe he's just terrified by you saying that.
But he said it back. It was normal, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I think it's because I strictly have been around kids my entire life.
Yeah, I've always been the kid. It's hard for me.
Well, see, you can just continue to be a kid. You don't have to lay down the law with the kids in the office, do you?
No, I'm like, this office ain't big enough for the two of us.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Right. Want to hear from you right now. Do you have any advice for me and how I can talk to kids? It's really, I can't figure it out.
Call us 636-1-HOP.
Yeah, this is Lauren from Santa Rosa. I usually just try to remember how I was when I was a kid. Like, everything was wonderful or amazing or curious, you know? And if I just put myself in their shoes, almost kind of like speak as if I was that young, they tend to really open up.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
How do you keep all your socks together? We're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm trying to find stuff to do. I was organizing my sock drawer yesterday, and I barely have any matches, and this has always happened to me. My socks go missing. And my mom used to make this joke when I was a kid. She used to say that we had a little leprechaun in our house that was going around stealing our socks.
I believe it.
And I'm starting to believe it's a real thing in adulthood because I have no idea where my socks are. None of my socks match right now.
They probably got sucked in through your washer and dryer.
And then went into like a fifth dimension, you think?
Oh, yeah. It's called Sockland. It's where socks go independent from its owners and they live their own lives.
That's probably more of the truth in the leprechaun, if I'm being honest with you. Tanner, do you have this problem? Do you, like, somehow miss socks?
To be completely honest, I don't really pay attention. I mean, most days I'm wearing socks that don't match. I'm wearing like a black sock and a white sock as we speak right now. And life's too short, man. I never match my socks. I don't organize them. They all go in one pile in my drawer.
I love how the guy who refuses to use ATMs is saying life's too short.
What was that?
I said I love how the guy who refuses to use the ATM at the gas pump says life's too short. Life's too short to organize your sock drawer, but I'm going to walk all the way into the gas station and go.
Hey, you know what? You got me there, but at least my socks can't steal my identity, okay?
That's so true. You are so right about that. Well, I asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. How do you keep all your socks together? Because apparently I'm struggling over here.
Alexandria from Santa Rosa gave you some advice. She says, I roll my socks. If I find one without a match, I put it in the front of my drawer with the other singles until I find it.
I do that. They're disappearing.
Okay, I'm skeptical. I'm very skeptical.
I do just that. All right, well, we want to hear from you. How do you keep your socks from disappearing?
6361-HOP, give us a call.
Good morning, this is Debbie from Smith Valley.
How do you keep all of your socks together?
I don't.
You don't?
I am probably the worst person, and I end up buying more socks, and then I finally find them. And then I got like two boxes.
Yeah.
And I got the whites in one and the colors in the other. Actually, I have three and the blacks in another.
You know what?
And
I am totally with you. Life is too short to organize your dang socks.
It just doesn't work. And they disappear.
Right. Where are they going?
I think part of my problem is, you know, when I get undressed, I put my clothes in the hamper. But then sometimes I'm in the living room and I take my shoes and socks off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe one of my animals sits off of my socks or something. Or I'm on the couch.
Amber and Tanner on demand every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What do you do to relax and unwind? I'm trying to find either a hobby or something just to kind of, you know, have a little bit more balance in life.
We're getting a lot of great messages on our Instagram for Tanner right now. Got a message from William from Bodega Bay. He suggested that you go fishing out on the coast. He said, even if you don't catch anything, you're still at the beach and it's pretty dang beautiful. And I just want to say that's something my fiance does.
Yeah.
And he loves it. It's his number one favorite thing to do right now.
I might hit your fiance up or even William to go fishing. You know, I don't have a pole or anything. If anyone's got an extra fishing pole, I'd love to go with you. Well, Matt from Cotati said, dude, you need a workout. It's the ultimate way to blow off some steam and you'll feel great.
Candace from Hillsburg suggested you can just go get Taco Bell.
I mean, I already do that already quite a bit.
Sit in your car and cry over burrito.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you. What is the best way to relax and unwind after a long day?
6361-HOP is the number to call.
This is Bonnie. I'm calling from Cloverdale. Tanner, I have a perfect solution for you. So since you're becoming this world-renowned chef, and you probably hate shopping like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
why not get the, what is it, Fresh Cook or Cook Fresh or, you know what I mean?
Hello Fresh?
Hello meal package.
Yeah.
It comes with cooking index cards. It gives you all the ingredients, everything. And you don't have to look at your phone while you're cooking.
Cool.
And you can actually, like, get that hobby rolling. And you're disconnected from your phone at the same time. And you'll be making so much, you'll have leftovers. So you can, like, impress everybody with your lunch for the next day.
I get to be healthier, and I have something to look forward to every night. That's really cool.
Yeah, thanks. I'm watching.
Hey, it's Deanna from Hidden Valley.
Hi.
You know what you need to do to relax?
What?
Take a walk.
When in doubt, walk it out. What do you think helps you? Like, do you go walking and stuff like that?
No, I crochet.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever taken a master class? If so, I want to hear about it. So call us at 6361-HOP. Dano, our afternoon host and program director of Froggy 929, he texted Tanner and I yesterday. This master class, it's Chris Voss teaches the art of negotiation.
That's
he said
cool.
He said he's learned a lot from it, right?
Yeah, just life skills, being able to like manage like yourself when you're talking to people in a business way.
It seems really cool.
Yeah.
Right. So I got on there and I wanted to see if there was a master class like something in relation to radio.
Oh, that would be cool, yeah.
It suggested, it didn't have exactly like radio DJing or anything like that, but it suggested things like sound mixing, presenting, and acting. So I'm thinking about maybe doing something on the acting side, work on my presentation, things like that. But I don't know much about MasterClass. Tanner, what's it all about, and have you ever thought about doing one?
It's basically a subscription platform that you can learn from the experts.
Okay. Like,
so if you wanted to learn cooking, this is an example. I don't know if this is an action class. Maybe Gordon Ramsay is doing a cooking class where he like introduces and literally teaches you in many classes how to build yourself up to like be better in certain things in life. There's
That's
so many
incredible.
Things. Like you were saying, there's electric guitar, keyboard, piano. Everything you could possibly imagine,
yeah.
Basically. And I'm a big fan of it. I've never done one, but I've always wanted to do one. I know Samuel Jackson does an acting class.
What? Okay, so that's the one you might think about doing?
Well, I'm actually thinking about, there's this one by this dude. His name is Matthew Walker. It's called The Science of Better Sleep.
Oh, that sounds like something we need to do.
Yeah.
All right, well, he asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Have you ever taken a master class? What was it like? Was it worth it? We got some great responses.
Jennifer from Sebastopol said, no, but I just looked and there's a wine appreciation class with James Suckling. I think I'll try. I mean, I do appreciate wine.
You should definitely take it, Jennifer, and tell us how it is. Brandon from Rotor Park says, I'm currently taking Jimmy Chin teaches adventure photography.
That's cool.
Adventure photography. That sounds awesome.
Stephanie from Windsor says, I took the one on interior design and I loved it.
Ooh. I'm going to take them all.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
I want to apologize to all the Karens out there, but I'm going to use the term. Was I being a Karen in this situation? Something happened yesterday, and normally I'm not someone who does confrontation well, but I got mad yesterday. I got mad.
What happened?
So what happened was, as I was laying in my bed on my laptop, getting some stuff done, and I heard... and I was like, what is that? And it was right by my window. And I'm like, what's going on here? So I look outside, and I see two of my neighbor kids throwing dirt clumps at the apartment building. Who does that?
They were probably bored. They had nothing else to do.
They probably were. And I was like, it's whatever. I don't actually care that much. Laid down. Then one hit my window. I was like, okay, come on. So I open the window, and I normally never do this. I go, you what? Maybe that's not the best idea to be throwing dirt clumps at people's windows.
Right.
And they looked at me all, wide-eyed. And I said, are your parents around? Which I've never done that before. Are your parents around? I feel like a real adult. And they went, no. I went, all right, well, I'm going to go check and find out.
Okay.
And so I went downstairs, knocked on the door. Could you guess it? Their parents were home. And so I told on them.
You told on them.
I told
their parents.
I told your parent or your kids have been throwing dirt clumps at the apartment building. And I asked if your parents were home so I could confront you guys about it. And they also lied to me.
Your kids lied to me. I can't believe you sold those poor kids out.
I did. You know what? I mean, you shouldn't be throwing dirt clumps at an apartment building. I'm sorry.
Okay, Tanner, let me ask you this.
I'm getting fired up just thinking about it.
You did stuff like this when you were a kid, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, it's
totally.
Normal, right?
And I got in trouble for it.
You know, you were just asking me about how you should talk to kids. This isn't it.
This isn't it.
You're like, I want kids to like me. How should I talk to them? Well, you shouldn't march downstairs and be like, I'm going to tell your mom.
So you're telling me I didn't make the right move in this situation?
I mean,
it hit my window.
Yeah, if it's hitting your window.
Could you imagine? And then this is where my mind goes. Could you imagine if there's a rock in that dirt clump, put a hole through my window?
These are good points that you're making.
I don't want a draft like that in my apartment. Nobody has time for that.
It's not about the draft. It is about the safety.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
If you're just tuning into the show, here's the dilemma. So some kids in my apartment complex were throwing dirt mounds or dirt clumps at my apartment building. And I didn't say anything until they hit my window. And then I said, hey, you want to like not do that?
Can you please not?
And then, then I asked if their parents were home. They said no. I didn't believe them. So I knocked on their parents' door. Their parents were there. And I said, your kid's been throwing dirt clumps in my apartment. And your kid also lied to me that you weren't home so I wouldn't tell on you.
Did you do the right thing? That's the question of the day.
I don't know. You need to make the call right now by giving us a call at 636-1-HOP.
Janelle from Santa Rosa, you are totally right to go down and tell the parents.
Okay, thank God, because I felt like a little bit of a jerk for doing it.
Nope, I have two kids, and if my kids were doing that and I was inside cooking dinner or doing something, I would want to know that they were doing it. It's the only way they're going to learn.
That's true.
That's a good point.
They learned real quick not to mess with the single dude in apartment 235, that's for sure.
Now we know where Tanner lives. Now they're going to keep throwing dirt clumps at you. Now they know.
I just maybe incited more violence.
No, I'm sure their parents handled the situation. Is that what you think too, Janelle?
And even if they didn't, you let them parent their kids.
Yeah.
You don't need to parent their kids for them, so they can discipline them how they want. And that's what I would prefer as a parent. Oh, I'd march out there and grab them.
Oh, yeah.
You were doing what?
My name is Reggie. Good morning, Amber and Karen. How are you today?
Good, man.
You did the right thing. I mean, kids got to be held accountable for stupid stuff they do. But when we were kids, we used to do the same thing, and we used to get in trouble for it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, I did the same exact thing in elementary school. Like, literally, like an identical situation. I got a lot of trouble for it. Never did it again.
Oh, yeah. We used to get grounded back in the day. I tell you, kids don't like that.
Yeah.
But nowadays, They take their video games away and their phones, and then that's about it.
Here's my thing, Reggie. I'm worried that these kids are going to catch Tanner on an off day and maybe beat him up.
No, I think he's safe. I think he's cool, man.
I don't know. I think a couple of 12-year-olds can beat me up, man. I mean, that's not much of a feat.
It's my only concern.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
We're having a debate about slippers inside the house. My fiance Cole was making fun of me because I wear slippers around the house.
And I'm with Cole. I am team no slipper. I don't want to be shackled by those slippers. I want my feet to be free.
Exactly. So we want to hear from you. We want to kind of figure out who's right, who's wrong. Maybe we're both right. Call us at 636-1-HOP. Are you team slipper or no slipper?
This is Mary from Santa Rosa, and I am team slippers in the winter and team no slippers in the summer.
Oh, man, you wear slippers? I thought we were friends.
In the winter. Only in the winter.
She's 50-50 on the slipper situation.
Yes, I am. In the summertime, I don't wear them.
Do you wear anything on your feet inside the home, like flip-flops or socks?
Nope.
Just go barefoot?
Yep, I keep my floors clean.
That's what I'm talking about. See, now we're friends again.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Hey, this is Mark from Pengrove. Oh, I'm definitely team slipper. I mean, I don't wear shoes inside the house because that's disgusting. And, yeah, slippers are amazing. I don't understand why someone would be against that.
I'm against them. I hate slippers. Just go around your bare feet around your home. That's what, like, you're supposed to do when you're at home.
I don't know. Well, how often do you mop your floors, though? You get into bed with dirty feet?
Yeah, probably.
So what's the reason you like and wear slippers?
Well, I have a hardwood floor. So, I mean, like you said, I mean, if I had carpet, then I could understand, you know, just walking around barefoot. But if you have a hardwood floor, I mean, to walk around barefoot on that, you know, I don't clean my floor every day.
Mm-hmm. It's Jeff from Roner Park. Good morning, Tanner. Good morning, Amber.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Amber, you just need to tell him to shut up and leave you alone.
Who, Cole or Tanner?
Oh, okay, that'll work for either of them.
You know what? I think they both need to leave me alone and let me just be myself and wear my slippers.
That's right. Tell them, don't be a hater.
You know, I'll be a hater all I want, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you better watch it. Everybody will hate on you, too.
Oh.
Not fun.
Oh, man. It's not the worst thing I've ever done, wear slippers in the house.
No, but maybe you should just throw a little dirt on the floor and say, go walk on it. Sure, see how you like it.
You said maybe not the worst thing, but maybe like top five.
No.
Oh, no. Hey, you're supposed to be his princess. He's supposed to treat you like a queen and tell him to get it right.
Oh, I will. I'm going to tell him you said that.
There you go. There you go. Well, hey, I treat my woman like I honor her every day if I can.
If I can.
And I try. And that's what he should do.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Pierce Morgan walked off the set of Good Morning Britain yesterday after one of his co-hosts accused him of bullying Meghan Markle.
Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, mate, but not my own.
No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour.
That's pathetic.
I cannot believe, and he ended up quitting the show later that day because of this incident. I mean, how thin is your skin, dude?
He literally picks on people all the time.
Yeah.
It's like his job, and he can't take it.
Can't take the heat. Can't take the heat. I guess he did get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen.
Get out of there, Pierce Morgan. So have you ever worked with someone that quit in a super dramatic fashion?
Not work, but on my soccer team, this girl got so mad at our coach, she threw her jersey off and was like, I go wet!
Dang.
And walked off the field. She was our goalie. We kind of needed her.
Yeah. Did you replace the goalie?
Yeah, someone stepped in and did better.
Oh, well, hey.
It
ended up working out.
Yeah, I guess so.
When I was 16 years old, I was working at Little Caesars in Puyallup, Washington. And there's this guy who's in his 30s, and he got told he had to close that night, and he got so mad that he started taking all the pizza ingredients, started throwing them at the wall. He goes, I'm not closing this place tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
And he started literally throwing ingredients all over the back, and I was just in the back washing dishes like, oh.
I think something else was going on in his life.
I think so, too.
Poor guy.
We want to hear from you right now. Have you ever worked with someone who dramatically quit their job?
Call us right now at 6361-HOP. Looks like we have Catherine from Cloverdale on the line. Hi, Catherine.
Had a manager that quit, and when he was talking to his manager, he said, you really don't know who you're dealing with, do you? Got up, threw a chair across the room, and then came out doing this little strut and asked me for a phone number of someone in his family. I'm like, I don't have it. And then he walked out the door and walked down to the next office building and went in and called somebody to come pick him up.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
When did self-care go wrong for you? Call us right now at 6361-HOP. Talking about this right now on our Facebook page at Amber and Tanner in the Morning. A lot of people sharing stories about what happened to them when self-care went awry.
Absolutely. Like Gina from Sonoma, she said, middle school during the 80s, many burns on my forehead and ears. That's one thing I love about being a guy is like, I feel like that stuff is super scary and dangerous. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you're lucky. Becky from Santa Rosa says, I burned both of my earlobes the same morning once with my curler.
And Elena from Cotati said, I also used to curl my bangs back in middle school and I would constantly tap my forehead, so I had a little bit of a mark there. I no longer use any type of hot tools on my head because I'm constantly burning myself.
Sounds like you can't be trusted.
Cannot.
Well, I'm asking this because I had another self-care incident last night. I burned my earlobe a couple of weeks ago, but last night I decided I was going to try this self-waxing kit, and I waxed the inside of my leg. And it was so terrible. I definitely had welts and bruises, and I will never do it again. I will shave. I will just take 8 hours to shave my legs. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I haven't hurt myself doing any sort of self-care, but I've hurt other people. I tried this cologne one time, and I thought everyone around me was going to barf.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
It all happens to us. So if you have a story you want to share with us, give us a call.
6361-HOP.
My name is Carrie, and I'm on my way to work, so right now I'm in Calistoga. I was putting my makeup on, this was years ago, and I had an eyelash curler, and I was curling my eyelashes, and for some reason my hand jerked, and I ripped out all my eyelashes.
No! Oh. Those are dangerous.
I know, so funny.
Did they grow back?
Yeah, they grew back, but it took a while, so it looked really funny.
What did you do while they were growing back?
I didn't do anything. I just didn't put mascara on the other eye so it didn't show so bad. But it looked like I was bald on one side.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened.
I'm 59. That happened when I was like 22, I think.
Well, I'm assuming you don't use eyelash curlers anymore, huh?
Yes, I just make sure my hand doesn't jerk.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What is the craziest thing you've seen happen inside of a store? Two unidentified women were charged after throwing hands at a Bath & Body Works in Arizona. And this video is going viral everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And police say the incident started over a woman cutting in line. And here's what happened. Like, this is wild.
Oh my gosh.
Let go of her arm.
I just watched the video and the woman in line grabbed the clerk's hair and pulled her down and wouldn't let go of her.
It was insane.
Hey, people are serious about Bath & Body Works semi-annual sale.
Yeah, they want that lotion and that wash,
that
man.
Three wick candle. Serious.
Have you ever seen like an altercation or something crazy at a store?
Yeah, I was at a random burger joint in Alabama once on the way out here when I was moving out to California.
Of course it's in Alabama.
And this lady was so mad that like these people got her order wrong that she took the hamburgers out of the bag and started throwing them in the back. Do you remember me telling you the story?
I do, now, yeah.
It was so crazy. I've never seen anything like it. What about you?
Back home in Washington, I was at a Walmart, and I witnessed a couple announce they're getting divorced in the Walmart. They're like yelling at each other, and he's like, you know what? I want a divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, in Walmart?
But seriously, Walmart will never be the same again.
Every time I go there, I just think divorce. We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning. What's the craziest thing you've seen in a store?
Madeline from Rona Park says, people fighting over dish towels at a Black Friday sale.
Yeah, I don't go Black Friday shopping anymore because one time I saw like an old lady get hit in the face with a TV.
It's what? Yeah. I thought you were going to say a shoe or something. No. A whole TV?
It was a Samsung plasma, man. And Val from Santa Rosa said, when I worked at CVS, a kid had to use the bathroom. The parent wouldn't let him go to the bathroom. They went to the bathroom on the floor, and luckily I wasn't the one who had to clean it up.
I'm so sorry that happened, Val. All right.
Shame on that parent.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
What kind of smell or smells make you feel nostalgic, takes you back in time to a place where life was a little more simple? Call us right now at 6361-HOP. But I was outside walking my dog the other day, and just the smell of early spring, like the grass and all the flowers in bloom, things like that, for some reason it took me back to soccer season in high school. And I was like, I feel like I should be getting ready to do some sprints right now.
Grab some of those like high socks and like shin pads. You're like, I'm ready
guards,
to go.
Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of, it just made me feel like nostalgic.
Yeah.
And made me want to go back in time and do it all again. Tanner, is there something like this for you, a smell that kind of takes you back or makes you think of a person or a thing?
It's very specific. I'm from a place called Puyallup, Washington, and the neighboring city is Tacoma, Washington. There's an old paper mill there.
Ooh,
and
stinky.
It stunk so bad, it's called the Tacoma Aroma.
It's really funny.
And whenever I smell like a mass amount of paper, I think about home and how horrible it smells. But it's like nostalgic in a way. Even though it smells bad, I kind of like it.
Well, that's, I get it, because it makes you feel homey.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting some great messages right now on our Instagram at Froggy929. What are people saying? What smells make them feel nostalgic?
Robin from Sebastopol said cow manure. It instantly brings me back to growing up, feeding the cows before going and catching the bus and learning to drive in the pasture.
Aw, I love that. Blake from Cotati says popcorn. Because I only got to go to the movies on a special occasion when I was a kid. Sometimes I tear up walking into Target if they're popping it. Oh, poor Blake.
And Courtney from Santa Rosa said rain. You know, as someone from the Pacific Northwest, I'm right there with you. Anytime it's rain, I'm like, man, it feels like I'm back home in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, well, we would love to hear from you. What is a smell that makes you feel nostalgic? Call us. 6361-HOP.
Hey, this is Homer, you guys. You know, I grew up in the country, and I'm living in the city right now. So, you know, and I really enjoy the smell of the country more than the smell of the city.
Yeah.
So, like, cows and horses, like, if you
grass.
Smell, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mud.
My dad had a dairy out here for quite a few years, so I go back to where that dairy used to be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not really a dairy no more. The county shut it down because of salamanders, you know, which seem to be extinct, but they're in all the fields.
Oh.
And, Homer, you mentioned that you live in the city. What city do you live in now?
Rona Park.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Do you think Santa Rosa was named one of the happiest places in the country, or not the happiest? According to Wallahoe Hub, Santa Rosa was named the 10th happiest city in America.
Really?
The 10th happiest? Yeah, we live in the 10th happiest city in America. That's pretty dang cool.
Was this before or after the pandemic? It doesn't matter.
In 2021.
Oh, that's what it says. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It was based on emotional and physical well-being, income and employment, and community and environment.
You know, it's a fantastic community, and the first thing that comes to mind for some reason is Wednesday night market. Everyone just gets together and sells their stuff.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Buy their stuff, and there's music, and the weather's always great. I miss it. I can't wait for it to come back eventually.
You have the biggest smile on your face right now.
I had so much fun at Wednesday night market.
So Santa Rosa was the only Sonoma County city to reach the top 10. However, San Jose and Fremont both made it in the top 5. Which is pretty dang cool. And you know what? I think kind of bouncing off what you're saying, Amber, I think my favorite thing, not only about Santa Rosa, but Sonoma County as a whole, is that it's just so community-oriented.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I lived in a pretty big city before this, but I never felt like I was in a community. Here, I feel like it's a big family.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking on the emotional and physical well-being, I think because the weather is so nice here, we have so many things we can do, we get outside, we go do things. We have so many things available to us in the city of Santa Rosa. We're not just cooped up all the time feeling sad.
Yeah, like February is always so weird for me here in Sonoma County because it's like sunny and in the 70s, and I've never lived in an area like that before. It's always raining, snowing, doing something gross. And we deal with a lot here in Sonoma County with the wildfires and everything. But it truly is such a great place to live.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning, right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
It's time for Amber's Adventures!
Woo!
Have you ever been mushroom foraging? We actually took a poll on our Instagram asking, have you ever been mushroom foraging? Follow us at Amber and Tanner in the morning. What are those results, Tanner?
31% of people said they have been mushroom foraging, and 69% of people said, nope, never been.
All right, well, it's my first time. I went this weekend. I went yesterday. I went wine tasting at Pei Vineyards, which is this giant, beautiful property up in Annapolis, California, which I've never been before. It's like two hours to get there. Then we went mushroom foraging at Salt Point, which is apparently the only legal place you can mushroom forage around here.
There's illegal places?
Yeah, there's legal and illegal places, which this is all news to me, by the way.
I've never been, but the thought of like getting arrested for illegal mushroom hunting is hilarious to me.
I'm actually pretty good at it. I found some honkers.
Some big boys?
I found I found like these oyster mushrooms on this like mossy log, and the people that were with us were really into mushroom foraging, so they were like, wow, what a good find.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm the best at mushroom foraging.
So did you keep the mushrooms? What do you do with them?
If you find good ones that are edible, you do keep them and you cook them. I personally didn't keep any because I'm still so new to this whole mushroom foraging thing. But it was just fun to go out and be in nature, go out into the woods and like look for something. I don't know. I used to do that as a kid. So now as an adult, as a giant kid, I'm like,
big kid now.
Exactly. So have you ever done anything like this, Tanner? And if not, would you go mushroom foraging?
I've never gone mushroom foraging, but what this reminds me of is clam digging.
Okay.
You grab like those big big pipes or whatever and put it in. I love stuff like that. I think stuff like that is so fun. Never gone mushroom foraging, but I think I would.
Okay.
If you go again,
I'll take you.
I'll gladly go.
Yeah, we'll go to Salt Point again. It was pretty incredible. It's not that big of a hike or anything, so I think you would enjoy going and looking for these things.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
When have you tried to help someone and they refused? Call us right now, 6361-HOP. Tanner, we're doing something really cool. We're volunteering at the vaccine clinic down at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. We went for the first time together on Thursday, and we were joined by who?
Third Street Ale Works. We love Third Street Ale Works. They were providing food, mac and cheese for all the vaccination volunteers, and it was such a rewarding experience, and I'm excited to continue that experience as the weeks go on.
Exactly. And one of the things we're going to be doing is helping people kind of navigate the clinic. They have it set up pretty fantastically, but right now they're helping older people 75 and up get their vaccines, make sure they're safe. And I kind of noticed that there was an older gentleman. He looked a little lost. He was like looking back and forth. He was like looking around. So I, you know, walked up with a mask on and I said, "Where do you need to go?" And he just goes, "I don't."
Don't what? That's all he said to you?
He didn't need to go anywhere is what he meant. I was like, "Where do you need to go?" "I don't."
He probably had a little bit of a tough day. Probably didn't feel comfortable leaving the house. I'm just purely speculating,
right.
But that was pretty dang rude.
Exactly. Yeah. And I walked over to you and I was like, "I guess I'll just go over here." Like, I was so uncomfortable because what can you do at that point? If they don't want help, you can't just force it. I grabbed, you know, her, Linda. She's running the place. And I was like, that man over there, he seems like he needs help. He personally didn't want my help. Maybe he's looking for his wife. I don't know. So she went over there and handled it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think you maybe caught him at a bad moment. he probably was pretty stressed out.
Exactly.
But still pretty dang rude. Yeah.
Totally understandable. Yeah. But when has this ever happened to you, Tanner? Like, you were trying to help someone out and they just refused. They were like, "Nope, not from you."
I offered to help an older woman take her groceries to her car, and she said, "You think I need your help?" I said, "Okay, well, you got it then." Just trying to be nice.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.